Well, Adam, Husbands of River Song, Christmas special for Doctor Who. What do you reckon?
Well, I was proud. I brought myself to watch it. I'm having a hard time with Doctor Who still, so it was a challenge. But yeah, it was way better than I thought it would be. Does that count?
I mean, it had River Song, so that's a big plus to start.
Yeah, that's a big plus for you and a big minus for me. I really like the current Doctor. I don't like the scripts he's been given. But this particular one, I thought worked well. I didn't mind River Song. Anyway, it's moving too fast, so plot.
Fairly simple idea. She's there to steal a diamond or something and introduces this ghastly dictator as her husband. And the Doctor is dragged in as a surgeon to try and allegedly cure her husband, but actually to kill him.
I like the basic conceit that this was late in their relationship.
Yes.
But she didn't realise that the Doctor had changed face again.
Mm.
So that she didn't recognise him as a doctor and thought he was a surgeon, but she'd hired to come in and cut the head off the dictator so they could steal
it. It did take a while to cotton on because he knew things. And we discovered that she'd been up to a bit of mischief borrowing the TARDIS and returning a few seconds later.
Yeah, that
sounds
way.
Like her. So it was nice. It was sort of like River Song as adventurous.
Yep.
With a life quite independent of the doctor.
To be honest, if this proves to be the final time River Song shows up, which I'm kind of hoping for because I know I'm prejudiced on this, it was a nice conclusion. It was a pleasant, happy episode overall with some bit of depth in the right spots and a nice depiction of River Song later in her life, as it was. And yeah, I like the balance of it quite a lot.
It worked quite well. I mean, there is a collection of short stories featuring River Song. And I recently picked up The Diary of River Song as a big Finnish audio with four adventures, which include several people claiming to be the Doctor, and indeed one Doctor she knows about but isn't willing to reveal herself to. That's the Eighth Doctor, because it would be a bit traumatic for him.
That would be a little bit far too early.
Yes. But the audio adventures worked brilliantly. Alex Kingston was just wonderful. And the other talent they had there was tremendous. And it was a really good ripper stories. And starting with an archaeological dig in the 1900, working up to a galactic party of the rulers of the universe. So a valid series of adventures that were tied together, and a really good role for River Song as an independent adventurer, I thought.
Yeah, I can see this working well. I mean, my hassle with River Song has been the scripts more than anything, and the stories that I just haven't really enjoyed the one she's been in. But I really like that first one, the library one.
Mm.
And I have actually quite enjoyed this more recent one. So perhaps that's the way to go. Maybe it's to break outside of a strict Doctor Who official script line for the TV show.
And give her head to do stuff.
Yeah, give a chance to really play with a character. And I mean, it's no doubt she certainly did a good job with the role. So yeah. I suspect she'll do a much better
We discover in the making of the Diaries of River Song that when she first got the first script where River Song's introduced, which was a two-parter, she was just in a read-through of it. She was crying at the end, so it was clearly quite moving. And she thought, if the TV production is half as good as the script. And I think that's really what we're looking at. We know she's a very good actor, and given the right scripts, she'll perform well.